I have my Bible open to 2 Corinthians. A short little meditation here for us as we prepare for this Lord's table. We have a wonderful opportunity here today to come to the Lord's table together, to share it. And today, there are three things I would like to remind you of that I would also call on you to remember each time we come to the Lord's table. There is so much wrapped up into the meaning and significance of all that's here. And so maybe in three summary points would help us remember some of these things. First of all, Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." As he was spending his last night with his disciples at that table, he told them to do this, that sharing of the meal, and do it remembering him, remembering his work, the meaning, significance, and all the points that he had taught. And so every time we come to this table, we remember. So we do that today. Secondly, communion, the Lord's table, should always be done in community. Hence, a portion of the name, communion. Now, there are extenuating circumstances where we can do it for individuals, but it is for the body of Christ. It is for the members of the body of Christ. And so we come together as a community, as a communion of people. I've had young couples come to me and want to do communion at their wedding. And I say, great, fantastic. And then they say, well, you know, we want to just do it between the two of us. And I said, sorry, I can't do that. I said, either we do it for the whole church or we don't do it, because that would be taking it out of character. It's not meant for the individuals and the whole people look on like we're hungry at a table. No, it's for the body. And then thirdly, the Lord's table is a sacrament. And therefore, it is a sign and a seal. Two words. It is a sign and a seal. Today I want to concentrate on this third aspect. Concentrate on the phrase or the idea of this Lord's table being a sign and a seal. This table is a sign and it points to an accomplished work that seals the believer. Our directory of public worship, which just came out recently, last year. Our own David Sides was a member of the committee. Commission. To rewrite our form of our book of worship, and now we have this directory. And so I'd like to read you this statement directly from the Directory of Public Worship concerning sacraments, of which the Lord's table is one of the two. Sacraments are signs and seals of the covenant of grace. As signs, they signify the benefits promised to the believers by God in his covenant of grace, and also the duties required of them as members of that covenant. As seals, they confirm these promises, assuring believers that God is faithful to perform all that he has promised. They also confirm our membership in God's covenant people and bind us to our covenant obligations. Now, let me unpack that just a bit. First of all, what is a sign? In simple terms, we all know what a sign is. You go down the road, you see one of these yellow signs. It's got one of those bent brown or black arrows on it, which means there's a curve ahead. Now, the sign isn't the big deal. The sign isn't the most important thing. The most important thing is the message it communicates. Because if you don't slow down for that curve or react to that sign, then there could be trouble. The sign is not the idea. The sign is something that simply points to another. We have the same here with this Lord's table. All right, what is a seal in this capacity? Well, a seal in this use is an act of confirmation. A seal that effectively confines or secures. It is that which ratifies or makes
stable. I love that part. A seal ratifies or makes stable. It assures. An example, if I could use this, all of you who are married, look down at your wedding band. That wedding band is both a sign and a seal. This wedding band that I have on means that I am sealed to Judy for the rest of my life. And according to God's holy word, it says, let no man put us under. And so I am sealed to her through that wedding band. Not through the band, but the act of which it points as a sign. All right, now to the text. Join me, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Verse 18 of chapter 1. As surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts, guaranteeing what is to come. We will end our reading there. Join me in prayer briefly. Heavenly Father, as we do read this word and read of the seal of the Holy Spirit guaranteeing what is to come, we faithfully depend on and are assured by your work. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, when I read this, it's kind of like one of Paul's word games. If you look to Romans chapter 7, he gets into that circular argument of I didn't do it. Yes, I did do it. And it was, you know, Paul does that occasionally. Here, I don't know that Paul gets a little kick out of doing some of these word games that he's playing. Is it yes? Is it no? Is it maybe? Well, no, yes, maybe sometimes. But see, this little trick or this little game that he may be using with words actually makes his point. It is not yes and no with God. It is not a maybe with God. With God, you always know what you have. I could ask any of you, all of you, about your favorite characteristic of God. Many of you would say love. Some would say mercy. Some would say long-suffering. For me, my favorite characteristic of God is justice. Because in God's justice, he is always the same. He never changes. So I can depend on God being God always. And he's the same always. Paul's point here is it is always yes as far as his promises are concerned that have been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. It's always yes. This table before us is a yes. It is a yes. It is a sign instituted by God to display Christ to the believer and seal them and acknowledge that they are, in fact, children of God, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore are secured, confirmed, even confined for all eternity. It is always yes with God. This table is a yes for all of us. Every time we share this table, every time we come to the table of the Lord Jesus Christ, we remember that Jesus' work was not a maybe. Please hear me clearly. Jesus' work on the cross was not a maybe. It was not a yes or some and a no. It was not a yeah. It was not a maybe. It was not a maybe. He did not die for the possibility of your salvation. He is not waiting unknowingly on your decision on whether to accept or to follow. It is a yes. It is done. Or in Jesus' words, it is finished. Meaning exactly as he prayed in the verses recorded in John 17, all that the Father has given me, these are those that I pray for and that I die for. All. There is not one. It is a yes. We are sealed, just like the wedding band on my finger seals me to my darling wife forever. This table is a sign of the seal made. Look with me at verses 21, 22. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. That is a yes. It is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. He set His seal of ownership on us and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Yes. 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 The Lord Jesus Christ is here with us today. And I'm not going to get into the theological argument of His presence and all of that, but by the Holy Spirit being here within us as a guarantee, as that deposit made by God Himself, then the Jesus Christ that we know, the Jesus Christ that we call on as Lord, is here. The Holy Spirit has been placed within you. If you call on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, if you call on Him as Lord, then you have God, the Holy Spirit in you, and you have that seal placed on you, promising to you that what God has determined and what He has anointed to come to pass will, in fact, come to pass. As we look at this table, as you sit there now looking at this table, preparing for this table, as we come together to enjoy this table, there should be such an overwhelming air, almost a wave of confidence, of assurance that waves over you, that it should warm you to your very bones. Because this is a sign, and it represents a God that is alive and well and is working. And it represents that we have been sealed. Paul says there is not a yes and a no. There is not a maybe. Well, okay, on this. No, no. There is always yes. There is always yes. There is always yes to the promises made in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me try to relay to you the level of assurance and confidence I hope you have. Turn with me to John chapter 6. Some of you know where I'm going. John chapter 6, verse 35. This should portray the level of confidence and assurance you have as a believer. If someone asks you, are you going to heaven? Well, yes, no, maybe. No, no. You can know and hear. John 6:35. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose how many? None. None of all that he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. A great deal of assurance and confidence in those statements. Oh, but I have one more. Go with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8:28. And we know all things, that we know in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Eddie, thank you for your song. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for all of us, how will He not also along with Him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is it that condemns? Christ Jesus who died? More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and who is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yes. 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 What confidence do you have in the promises of God made to you in Jesus' name? Is it yes? No? Maybe? No. It's always yes. Yes. No matter how high the waves, no matter how tall the mountain, the Spirit of truth comes through. It is always a yes for we who are believers, who are sealed in the name of Jesus Christ. The sign of this table points to the completed work of Christ, and therefore it reminds us that we are sealed for His coming. And nothing can ever take us out of the hands that hold us. Amen.